Well, it's his time. It's no one else's at the moment. It's been all about him. It's about his music. It's about his release today, because he is flaming. I'm talking about Arthur Arbiz on the line with me right now. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm pumped.
You should be. You should be. It's a big day for you.
Huge day. Album release day.
Hey, congratulations, first of all. How are you feeling?
Thanks. I'm elated and relieved and kind of excited. All mixed emotion.
I can imagine. So, what? This is your third album, right?
Yeah, third album. First one came out 2013. Another one in 2017.
Does it get any easier?
Not really. Every album's been a bit different, that's for sure. They're all challenging in their own ways. This one's been certainly different from the first two that I did, which I recorded by myself. This one was done in a studio with an engineer, so it was a whole new learning experience, and it shows in the final product.
Yes. Now, tell me about this final product. I mean, it would have to have one of the greatest kind of album names of all time, Arthur Arbiz in the Flaming Arbiz. Tell me about it.
So the Flaming Arbiz is my band that I've been playing with since around 2016. And the album kind of is composed of all the songs that we were playing over the last 5 years, and I really wanted to capture like the spirit and the energy of the band, and like our special kind of character in this album. So it's kind of a little bit different from my previous albums, which are kind of solo affairs. This one's more centered around the band. It's a little bit more rock and roll, less folky, and there's like a whole variety of kind of songs on there, from like psychedelia to straight up rock and roll. There's like a spoken word cowboy ballad, there's a blues track, there's kind of like a shoegazy track. So yeah, it's really versatile in its song styles, but all kind of born out of my songwriting, you know. So it's all Arbiz in some way.
Yeah, I have to say, like, quite remarkable actually. This album is a roller coaster and a very well executed one at that. And also, that's what kind of the album cover illustrates really well, is your band. And that looks like if we were to summarize purely from that image, you know, it's been an action packed few years for you guys.
Yeah. So the album cover is kind of like this cool 60s style montage of all live band photos taken and kind of mashed up together, and there's like a kind of like a explosion cloud in the background and some other kind of weird elements in there. It's kind of funky, but really wanted to have the band on the forefront of the LP. You can see me playing guitar, and my drummer and my bass player and my tambourinist Ryan and my guitar friend Joe. Yeah, we're all on there.
Oh, I think it's actually so lovely and so cool. Now, I would feel like trying to do something like this where, you know, you're playing together, you're making great memories, you're making great music. To summarize it all in an album, I feel like would be quite high pressure.
Well, you'd be right. It is kind of high pressure, but it takes pressure to make diamonds, as they would say.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's what all the wise men say.
Like it was a lot of fun to make, you know, because most of the, like 7 of the 10 tracks on the album, we basically recorded live in the studio, and then I went in and added like my vocals and a few other things. So it was really fun just to go in there and just jam with the band and then listen to all that we've done and be like, okay, here's the gold. Here's the best stuff from those sessions, and then just kind of work on those.
That is so cool. This is a very naughty question, but do you have a favourite song?
Well, I have songs that are close to my heart on the record.
One of them is a beautiful answer.
Yeah. Well, Cool Water's especially special, just because it took so long to get just right. We spent a lot of time mixing that and tweaking that to get it.
Well, it's a long song.
Yeah, yeah, it is a long song. And it's a journey. Like, it starts off quite slow and then builds up and then comes down again. It's something to behold for sure.
Yeah, I listened to it once and I was like, that's enough for now. I can't do that again.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of, definitely. It's kind of like Stairway to Heaven. You just only listen to it on special occasions.
Yeah, now, just for the audience out there to clarify, it's 8 minutes and 19 seconds. It's a bit of time. Hot Poop! Exclamation mark. Is that one not particularly close to your heart?
Oh, yeah, I love that song. That's just like, it's so fun to play live because it's kind of like my take on kind of like the 70s, like a 1970s band playing rock and roll songs from the 1950s. So it's my attempt to at kind of doing that, you know, but in not kind of a slapstick way, because there's a band that I really love called Hot Poop that did that, and they took the name from a Frank Zappa song, so it's kind of mixed up in those inspirations.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Now, it sounds like you probably, obviously as a band, like, you bring out the best in each other kind of creatively and musically and all that.
Oh, definitely.
So,
yeah, like we're...
Yeah, how does your creative kind of, yeah, what's the rhythm like when you're working creatively together?
It's hard to kind of put words to. Like, we'd just be jamming in my cottage where we used to have practices, and I don't know, maybe I'd play something, I'd just improvise something on the guitar, and then without saying anything, all the rest of the band would lock in, and we'd just have, like, I don't know, 10 minutes where not a word was said, and we'd all just go on this musical journey together. And something special would happen, you know, and we wouldn't know how we did it or how to recreate it. And then I might have recorded it on my iPhone, listened back to it and be like, wow, I don't think we can ever do that again. You know, it's just like this one of a kind special moment. So that's, and I haven't had that with any other group of musicians that I've played with before, you know. So
wow.
we're all definitely just keyed in and locked into something special that I wanted to capture and put on a record.
How many Flaming Arbies are there? There's four, right? Or three?
Yeah, there's four. There's myself, Arthur, there's Joe Gatt, who's also got his own album that came out a little while ago. There's Ryan Ballinger, who plays percussion, Hamish Scott, who plays bass, and Shay Douglas, who plays the drums.
Oh, and one big, lovely, happy family. now, you also got vinyls pressed.
Yeah, I do. I've got 300 special edition, 180 gram deluxe gatefold vinyl available. So you can head to arthurarbez.com and order one of those babies.
So I take it you've received them. Like, you've touched it. You've felt it.
Oh, yeah. I've listened to them. I got them mastered in the US, and then they go to the UK to get stamped, and then they come back to New Zealand to get pressed in Auckland. So
it's such a long process, eh?
It is. That's a long process in itself, and then you've got to do all your marketing and your PR, and it's crazy, man.
It must look awesome as a vinyl, though.
Yeah, and vinyl's the way to listen to it, you know.
Oh, it's totally.
My music's made for the vinyl.
Well, I was almost going to say that, like. I mean, a lot of people would say that, but yours more so is, like, it's, you know, literally inspired by times where people listen to everything on vinyl.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like a nice experience, and it's, like, to enjoy the album as a whole. Like, you put it on the turntable, and you just kind of have that ritual of taking it out of the jacket and putting it on and listening to the whole thing or one side at a time. But in saying that, you know, for people that don't, like, enjoy vinyl, there's nothing wrong with, like, spinning up one track or a couple of tracks that you like independently of the album on your Spotify or whatever, you know. It works both ways. But personally, I think the best way to enjoy it is on vinyl.
Oh, my God. You got me so aroused talking about vinyl. even the way you just talked about it. Nah, if there are people out there who don't like listening to vinyl, they... low-key, they can kind of go fuck themselves. That's wild. They shouldn't... those people shouldn't exist. that's so mean. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Hey, well, Arthur, like, congratulations. Like...
Thanks so much.
This is friggin' banging. It's insane. It's so good. To our audience, please go check out Arthur Arbez in the Flaming Arbez. If people want to keep up to date with you and like what you're doing, your music and all that, where can people do that? Can they even do that?
Yeah, definitely. Just follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Arthur Arbez, and you can also check me out on my website, arthurarbez.com. I'm playing tomorrow at Flying Out in Auckland at 2 p.m, so you can come say hi there and I can sign a record for you if you like.
And when can we expect to see you playing in Christchurch?
Oh, as soon as I possibly can, my good dear friend. Probably good. Sometime next year, yeah, I'll be down.
Good answer. Very good answer. Well, I cannot wait for that day. Arthur, it has been an absolute delight to talk to you this morning. And one more time, congratulations. You should be a very, very happy man. Are you going to celebrate today?
Yeah, I definitely am going to go out and have a very special dinner.
Yeah, good. Well, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thanks, Liam. Enjoy.
And that is the wonderful Arthur Arbez talking about his brand new album out today. Go and buy a vinyl. It's so good. Listen to the whole thing. Right now I'm going to play A Simple Medication. Hey, thanks, Arthur.